On the line from Southern California, Ryan Yezik, who is a filmmaker and activist, and in that latter role, has organized the National Gay Blood Drive happening today. Tell us about what that is all about.
The National Gay Blood Drive is a nationwide blood drive in which gay and bisexual men come out to show their willingness to donate because they're banned, and so they can't donate, and they bring an ally donor to give blood in their place. That way, we can show how much the gay community could contribute to the nation's blood supply should the FDA change its ban. And we get to show them how much we can contribute even when we're banned.
Let's talk about the ban. That's been in place for a long time, and circumstances have changed.
Yep, it was put in place back in 1983, so it's been in effect for over 30 years now. There was a need for it when it was put into place, right when the AIDS epidemic started. They didn't know how to test for HIV, so it was definitely needed at that time, but here we are 30 years later. We have great testing today. While gay and bisexual men are a high-risk group in terms of contracting HIV, there are other high-risk groups that are not banned, like African-Americans, like youth ages 13 to 24. And so saying that we're banned because we're a high-risk group is no longer justified.
What sort of process is needed to make that change happen?
There's a process already in place. The policy is under review by Health and Human Services. They have a blood advisory board. They're in the process of studying how they can change the policy without any consequences. Obviously, things are working the way that they are now. They haven't reported any substantial findings yet, and they're taking a really long time. They determined that the policy was suboptimal back in 2010, and here we are 4 years later. It's not really our place to say, do this or do that. We trust that the FDA knows what they're doing and that they will do it. It's our place to say, you've been taking this long. Is there an update? And we're trying to get other voices of power to comment on it and its absurdity so that it makes them stop dragging their feet.
This is the second year you've had such a drive. What kind of a turnout, what kind of a contribution came out of the first one?
Last year we had an estimated 1,000 people participate nationwide. Roughly 500 of those were gay and bisexual males who got tested, took their negative HIV test result, and went into the blood donation centers to get deferred. Last year it was more about showing the FDA that we had eligible donors in our community. And what we found, at nearly all of our locations, we had nearly an equivalent amount of ally supporters. And so that's why the event evolved this year. And we said, all of these allies want to contribute, be a part of this. Why don't we have them give blood in place of us? And so here we are now, bigger, stronger, more organized, and with a lot more people able to get involved.
Do you have goals for participation this time around?
I don't want to set a goal. I will tell you, we can accommodate 3,000 people. If we get to 4,000, that's okay too. Beyond that, we run out of shirts, we run out of materials. This is very grassroots. We don't have money that we're pumping into marketing. It's all social media, it's all word of mouth, it's all volunteer. Honestly, 10 people could show up and we would be happy. But we help a lot more. We have about 2,100 people signed up via our website right now. We expect people to keep coming in up until the end of the event. So we have high hopes, but honestly, we'll be happy with anything.
How many locations across the country this time?
We are in 61 cities across the country. Last year, we tried to establish a presence in 50. Last year, it was a lot more work for a lot less people. This year, we put the word out a little bit earlier, and mostly people would come to us if they wanted to lead a drive in Mississippi and Alabama. And some of these places, we didn't have as much of a presence last year. So we're really pleased about that.
Well, it sounds like a pretty impressive growth chart, and I hope it goes well for you. Thanks for talking with us about it.
Thank you, Bruce.